This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, other people's problems. You got them. We'll probably solve them.
Or not.
Today we have Grace. Grace! She...
Yay!
Yay! Well, you ruined it, so keep going. What is Grace's...
Why did you scream like
it's
that?
It's Ferris Bueller. It's the principal when he's yelling at the assistant principal.
Grace! So now he has two quotes.
Grace!
From nine.
Yeah, okay. So she's been lying to her friend.
Oh.
Okay. What's going on, Grace?
I mean, it's nothing crazy. You make me sound like I'm a terrible person.
Grace!
Are you lying to your friend?
Yes. But
then you're kind of a terrible
person. Like, is crazy. Like, it's not, I'm not cheating. I'm not doing anything like that. I just don't want to hurt her feelings.
Okay.
Does she have stinky breath or something?
No. Okay. A little backstory. We used to live close by, and she would do all of these like dinner party things. And I can't tell this woman, one of my best friends from childhood, that she cannot cook. Her cooking is terrible. It's like she doesn't understand how ingredients go together.
Oh no! And how many dinner parties did she have?
She did one like once a month.
Okay.
She really loves to entertain.
Oh no.
No.
So she took
because
up the mantle of
actually,
like I'm the chef.
That she's the person who does the parties, but she doesn't like follow directions on a recipe. She just makes it up and she is just not good at it.
Okay, so that's when you started lying to her? What did you like, you just tell her that her food is good. Is that the lie you did? Like, your food is amazing.
I didn't tell her. Well, I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, yummy. But I lied about not being able to come to the parties is the issue. I said that I had a lot of, like, dietary issues and gluten-free and, you know, I'm going vegan and things like that. That way she wouldn't keep inviting me, so I wouldn't have to either say no or just...
So you, like you weren't gluten free before, but like you just told her all of a sudden, like I've now been diagnosed as celiac or something.
Tummy aches.
Well, I said that I was having some like gut issues and I was trying this new thing to see if it would help.
Smart.
And
Aaron, yes. Are you lying to us?
No. Okay. This wouldn't hurt her feelings and it would get me out of having to eat her food.
And so it worked.
It worked. Oh yeah, it worked. She was fine with it, and she's so sweet. I love her to death. She sends me recipes all the time for, like, gluten-free things, and I love her. She's so incredibly kind.
Okay.
But the issue is she's coming to visit me, and she sent me all of these places that we can go eat that's like vegan and gluten-free and gross.
Oh, horrifying.
And I just, I'm kind of thinking, do I fess up? Do I tell her? Or do I just eat clean for a week? I don't really want to. I want to eat pizza. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
She's
I don't
coming
really
out for a week, and you're like, here's the thing, Grace, shouldn't, like, her sending you these restaurants, you should be going, yeah, like, yeah, I know.
I go to that.
I go, this is, these are my spots.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Do I have to act like I'm a regular and, like, go in and, like, meet these people beforehand? I just don't really know what to do about the situation.
Norm!
You have to. Like, you either have to tell her the truth or you have to go into those places. This feels like such a sitcom, but, like, go, hey, Norm, whatever. Dude, like, when I come in here tomorrow, you need to pretend like you know me. Like, you need to pretend like I'm here all the time.
How many times a year do you see her?
Well, I mean, I only go over, like, I go home, like, once a year, you know, but she's coming here for the first time, and she's super excited to try these restaurants she found, and that's just the type of person she is. She's very detail-oriented on people that she cares about.
Just not when her
and
cooking.
So now I feel like a jerk.
This is so silly that I don't know, like, because, but you have painted yourself into a corner. Like,
I don't think she has. I think we're all overthinking it.
Why?
Because there's a lot of gluten-free places here that I have not been to. And it's not crazy.
Yeah, but the food sucks.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
Okay. Donuts we had the other day.
Okay. I have warned you guys about the donuts.
They were pretty
bad.
They
were like rubber pucks. They were like the worst.
Okay, that's different.
No, it's not different. Like, at a certain point, you, like, Grace can't fake it for a week.
Faking vegan is much harder.
Wait, for sure.
Could we say, well, no, then we're just lying again. I'm no longer vegan. I know someone
I
who went
say,
vegan.
I could say, you know,
back.
My gut issues cleared up and I started eating again.
I don't.
What's the alternative is, hey, before you come here, just want to let you know I've been lying to you for almost a decade. Can't wait to see you. You know, like.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But like, the trip's going to be off.
Can you just be like, can you just tell her?
Make meals at home.
No, but then they need to be vegan
gonna
and gluten free.
They're going to suck.
Pick a suck, okay?
Pick a suck.
Well, yeah, so you do have to pick a suck. You either have to eat. Now, listen, if you're a vegan or celiac and you're yelling at your radio, I'm sorry. But like,
I used to be that, for the record. I was vegan for like 5 months and then I said, this is terrible.
This is not a suck I'm willing to pick.
Correct.
303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Like, my bigger issue is, if we zoom out for a second, does she owe it to her friend to say, I don't like your cooking? Or
take a cooking class together here.
Bad. Oh, see what a recipe can do?
Yeah. Wink. When you follow the exact ingredients. Wow.
Some people just don't have the touch, though.
I don't.
Like, you have to learn that for sure.
Yeah, but some people just can't.
Sounds like she needs to.
Should you be honest with your friend?
Isn't that almost doubling the, like, I've been lying to you, and also you need help, but I'll help. Like, it's like a double negative against the friend.
I know. This has gotten me in this position in the first place. Like, I
but
don't
know
really
you just
what to do.
Lie for a week. See her again in 3 years. Like, just you
keep
kick
the lie
the,
going.
Kick the can
no.
down the road, you know?
And then someday she'll get married and her husband will be like, your food?
She'll order me the gluten-free meal at her wedding.
Oh my gosh. Grace, what a good point.
You
have to tell her before then.
Yeah, gluten-free wedding cakes gotta suck.
Not that bad.
Oh my God. Ugh, if it's anything
better
like the donuts.
Okay.
Ugh. Grace, this is comical. I'm sorry that you did this to yourself, but I think we just need, we need help on whether or not, if you're really friends.
Honesty is the best policy.
But you've really dug a hole.
But you can be gentle about it.
Think of it this way. Wouldn't you guys be sad if someone was like, by the way, I listened to your radio show and you're bad? Like, they could have just lived their life not telling you.
But how do you get better without critiques and criticism?
You let a professional do
that. Why is that my job?
Well, you've made it your job by creating this whole web of lies that you're living in right now. Hang on, Grace. She's...
I like that her name's Grace because, boy, she didn't have any for her friend.
I mean, there's just so many things here that she's going to get caught, in my opinion.
Exactly. So rather than getting caught, fess up and be friendly.
I would love people to call and say exactly how you fess up. Like, how hard do you tug on that Band-Aid? Do you rip the whole thing off and go, or do you lie and say, do one more lie and go, I've gotten better with the gut rot,
right.
Or whatever.
One more lie.
But just to go like.
Strategically placed lie to get you out of the original lie.
Oh my God.
It always works.
No.
Dude, you're just compounding.
Now that she doesn't live in the same city, she doesn't have to go to these dinner parties.
I know, but a full week. Like, she's going to slip up and order the $1 million bacon and like...
She'll say it's worth it.
Just get
it's
after
worth it.
It.
You know how every once in a while Aaron says it's worth it?
No, but Aaron baby birds it. She just chews on it and spits it out.
I know,
out.
It's pretty obscene.
Still better than the gluten-free version.
All right. Should Grace tell her friend that she's been lying to her for years about how bad of a cook she is? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Grace out, who is a big fat hairy liar.
Oh,
and
okay. We never said she was hairy.
She had a friend who was just a really, really, really bad cook. And instead of just treating her friend with honesty, she was like, the reason I can't eat your food is because I have food allergies and whatnot.
Right.
And now... she's moved away. No lie ever got found out. Everything's great. But now the friend's coming out for a full week. And she's like, oh my God, I have all these restaurants where they serve nothing but vegan cardboard.
Vegan gluten things.
And the friend is so sweet because she's like sending cookbooks and stuff. Being like, I know you're dealing with this. How can I help? And she's just lying to her the whole time. But because she doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Can I tell you what my favorite text is?
Yes.
Have her hire a chef and say he's her boyfriend, but he secretly spends the week giving the friend cooking lessons.
Okay. So,
so add lies.
Strategic lie. Yeah. A strategically placed lie.
I don't think continuing the lie is ever a good thing, but I also don't think that once you've told a lie that is so soul-rocking that you should, like, for this to come out is basically going, you have never been a good cook. You are smacking her in the face with something she's passionate about.
But how good of a friend are you if you lie that your whole friendship?
Zero good.
Exactly.
So she's already on that side. So just keep lying.
Okay, you're right.
Wait, you're saying tell her the truth? You're a horrible chef?
She's a horrible friend if she doesn't. And that's when the comebacks were over. Gina?
Hi.
What do you think?
I think that she should just be like, well, my stomach issues are over. I'm not vegan anymore. We can do and go to whatever restaurants you want to go, you know, and that she can don't really say, I mean, just maybe help her next time she's cooking a meal. Like maybe you could add a little bit more spice to it or something.
So don't tell her that she sucks, but just show her that she sucks.
Oh, like, nice. This doesn't feel good either.
Yeah. Does it feel better to hire a chef and pretend he's your boyfriend? Meet Bobby Flay. I happen to be like nailing Bobby Flay now.
We're just in love for a quick minute.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just such a giveaway. Have you tasted this yet? Does it need salt?
Right.
It's just like, okay, we know what you're saying.
And you can't, you could say you gave up on the vegan thing, but you can't say you gave up on the gluten thing.
I gave up on caring if I poop
if I
my
die
pants.
Right or get bound up or whatever.
It's one bathroom apartment, by the way, while you're staying here. So just good get nutty.
Kim.
Yay.
What do you think?
I honestly think she needs to be honest with her friend. I know it's been a long time, but this friend seems very genuine and sweet. And I think she just needs to come clean. Like, hey, maybe the last few times I didn't make it to the dinner party, it just wasn't my favorite food or whatever. I think she could honestly be a better friend. Why isn't she offering to help? Maybe that would maybe set a clue in there. I think there's gentle ways that she could tell her the truth. But her friend seems like a very true, longtime friend, and I think she deserves that.
I like what she's saying of, like, maybe it's just, like, you know, those last few, like, the food's just not for me, and I feel really bad about what I did.
But it's just so long. If we got home from a night out and then I like texted you and I was like, Erica, you have broccoli in your teeth the whole time and I just didn't have the heart to tell you. That is like, wow, that sucks. So I spent 3 hours looking kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Erica, I haven't told you for the last decade that you can't cook. That's so much more hurtful.
It is hurtful, but it's honest. Oh,
God. All right. Becky.
Hi.
what is your advice for Grace?
Grace initially lied to her friend to save her feelings.
Yes.
Just because she's no longer in the vicinity, she doesn't need to hurt her friend now. She went to the doctor, and she's not getting enough protein and B12 on this vegetarian vegan diet.
We got a T-hack answer. Mm-hmm. We got a lie answer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll pose as the doctor. We got a whole setup.
No. He's got his stethoscope and the whole thing. Okay. So lie one more time and say.
Absolutely.
Okay. But then how do you get her to be a better cook?
You don't.
That's not her problem. She doesn't live here.
Okay.
But as one of their activities, she can take her to a cooking class.
Wait, this is so real. You don't have to tell her all the truth. You can just tell her, like, I'm good.
So a second ago, I just want to point out, a second ago, you were team honesty, and now you're like, hold up, amount of lying is acceptable.
But I'm like, what if you just say, like, I wasn't actually celiac, and I was doing a fad diet, and I lied, and now it's like, but I don't have to tell you you're a horrible chef.
What if we strategically placed one more lie? That's what I'm saying.
That's what, okay, one more here.
Wait, I'm out.
Corey.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, what I think Grace should do is actually just slowly introduce her friend back and say, listen, I've been doing this for a while. The doctor and I want to try introducing the grains back in and go. I want to start trying gluten again.
Because that's how this works.
Oh, these lies are not good.
Sign me up. I want to see that doctor.
More grains?
All right, Tia, get your doctor's costume. Yes. Aaron wants to see you.
Me up. I want to see that doctor.
More grains?
All right, Tia, get your doctor's costume. Yes. Aaron wants to see you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.